The Hardings Hot Mix Devonport Harness Racing Cup is on tomorrow. It's normally run a bit later in the year after the Burnie Cup, but for some reason they've changed this year. It's all part, of course, of the Tasmanian Summer Racing Carnival. Tell us a bit more about tomorrow night's program. The president of the Devonport Harness Racing Club is Claire McDonald. Good morning, Claire.
Morning, Martin.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. A big night tomorrow night. It's a 10-event program. The first race is at 5:19. Then there's 10 races, as I mentioned. The last one's at 10:05. So it's going to be five very action-packed hours. And, of course, the main event, the Hardings Hot Mix Devonport Cup, race 7 at 8:34. But there's a couple of other feature events on the program as well. And the first one is actually race 1.
Yeah, it is race 1. Small field this year, but over the short distance, it's always interesting to see what time they run in the Dash for Cash.
This is the Tasfreight Dash for Cash over 1,930 metres. So that's a sprint for harness races, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it sure is. Yep, and there'll be a fair bit of speed there from some Dan drawn one, I'm sure. So it'll be interesting to see what the big fella runs around Devonport.
Okay, the Jeremy Rockcliffe Coastal Pacing Thousands, the final of that, as it falls, is in Devonport this year, 2297 metres. That's at 7:59, race 6, just before the Cup. So there's a couple of big races between 8 and 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's an exciting hour of harness racing.
And I noticed Ben Yale's got, what, 5 or 6 horses in the Pacing Thousands?
Yeah, he has. So I think Ben's got 52 acceptors for the race meeting.
Wow.
And that was with 3 of them being emergencies. So it's certainly a big project to get his whole team there. But without a runner in the Cup. So there's one that he can't win
okay.
for the night. But,
yeah.
Yep. Been a big supporter of Devonport.
He has been. Imagine what the fields would be like without his horses. So, he's had a lot of success along the way as well. As mentioned, the Hardings Hot Mix Devonport Cup, 3,020 metres, I should say. This is a standing start, and that always throws up a few could-bes. And a very even field this year. There's probably 4 or 5 horses, I reckon, on recent form alone that could win this.
Yeah, really good depth in the field. We've seen that in all our discretionary races so far this year. And, this looks like it'll be another one. The Northwest Light Harness Cup winner, Lip Reader's in there. He was really impressive in that. He's got to come off 20 metres, but he gives has a 10-metre advantage on his stable mate and the early favourite in Riley Major.
Yeah, well, Riley Major's had, in its last 5 runs, he's had 4 placings and 1 win. Lip Reader's had 3 wins, a third and a second in his last 5 places. So they're a couple of quality horses, aren't they?
They are, and, last year's runner-up, Go-Go GG off the pole. You just never know where he'll show up. And Isaiah, first up from a spill, will certainly be a runner that presents a lot of interest.
Yeah, and when you look at Teaser Spirit and B Major Threat, they've both had at least 2 wins in their last 5 or 6 starts as well. So it's anyone's race.
Yeah, that's right. Teaser Spirit loves front running, and he's led and won in those last 2 wins around Burnie and Carrick. So I'm sure Mark Yole will be looking to do the same over the long distance at Devonport.
Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic race, and it's what you want for a cup field. You want an even field with no clear favourite, and I think that it's going to be a great race. Now, there's a lot going on off the track as well. Of course, as I mentioned in the intro, it's part of the Tasmanian Summer Racing Carnival, and Reward Yourself is part of that as well. That's an online involvement that they've got, and people can win $300 cash just for rocking up on tomorrow night.
$300 cash available for the night. Just grab yourself an entry form from around the track and pop it in the box. And could be lucky enough to take home that prize.
And something that's always been popular at Devonport Harness Racing Cup has been the bicycles. There's 4 bicycles up for grabs, courtesy of Olsen Bicycles this year, and they're mountain bikes. And I've got to tell you, Claire, my mountain bike's getting a bit old and tired. I've been trying to win one of these for about the last 5 or 6 years, but everyone wants one, don't they? Whether they ride or not, I think it's just a great prize.
Yeah, they are a great prize. This year, Olsen Bicycles have come on board, and we thank the team there. There's a men's, women's and children's mountain bike, and there's also one of these very cool retro women's bikes. So it'll be interesting to see who grabs what in the race book competition, and that'll be drawn after race 9 on the night. So,
yep.
Hope for people to stick around. You've got to be there to win it. You've got 5 minutes from when your name's called out to to be beside the bike, and it always is a bit of fun for everyone on track as well.
I don't think we've had a redraw in the last 5 or 6 years that I can remember anyway, so there's...
No, we've had people run from across the back straight over the middle and jump in the mobile. Really good one.
And that's, as you mentioned, that's in the race book, so you have to buy a program to get the coupon for that one, but there's lots of other stuff going on. It's a big family night. There's entertainment for the kids as well. Just tell us about that, Claire.
Yeah, so entertainment for the kids, and that's all free, provided by the club. And also the mini trots after races 1 and 2 on the night, and that's always a bit of entertainment from the crowd to see which children and ponies are on song to cross the line first on Cup Night.
And when you mentioned the free entertainment for the kids, it's jumping castles and things like that.
Yeah, that's right, jumping castle and the face painting.
Face painting, yeah, very popular, as always.
Splitter tattoos, they're pretty on trend at the moment too.
Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic program. The first race is at 5:19. The last and 10th will be at 10:05 and the Cup at 8:34. Looking forward to it, Claire. I'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks for your time this morning.
No worries. Appreciate your support, Martin. Thank you.